Hello, and welcome to our website, hccdonna.org. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon, titled, Two is Better Than One. In this sermon, we will read how two people are always better than one, because when it comes to sowing seed for a harvest, the more labor is working, the better. In addition, this week's sermon was very special because Hope Community Church is celebrating four new pastors into our ministry. Stay tuned to hear more about our new pastors and their testimonies. And now onto this week's sermon by our senior pastor, Pastor Elias Ozuna.
Said unto his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire of God. And when they have heard the matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another. And I do make them know the statutes of God and his law. So he uses it as an opportunity to teach them the concepts of God and the law of God. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is crazy. Right? It's not good. Crazy. I'm saying crazy, not the Bible, but you know what I mean. That will surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone, because two is better than one. So the father-in-law saw what he was doing and said, this is an administrative nightmare. You're not going to be able to do this for too much longer. So they hearken, so thou will surely wear away. Verse 19, hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of 50 and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people all at all the seasons, and it shall be that every great matter that shall bring unto thee be every small matter that shall judge. So shall it be easier for you, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard cases came to Moses, but every small matter was judged by the leaders. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. This is a great business book right here, administrative tool. You can't do it all yourself. You cannot do it all yourself. Pastor Green, when he retired from pastoring this church, the first thing he gave me was a Superman doll. And you know what he told me? You are not Superman. Go pastor the church now. Probably the wisest words I could have gotten to start. And, you know, God has a way to do things and the way to teach us lessons. And one of the things, and I'm just going to be open and honest here, with one of the things that when I started pastoring this church, the first thing I thought was, I'm going to retire from my job and I'm going to do this full time. Of course, you know, there was consequences to that. And my wife and I, we prayed and we're ready to go. And we got a stop sign from the Lord, confirmation not to do that. I was confused. But I look back now, and I know exactly what would have happened. I would have tried to do everything. But what it forced me to do was try to find leaders to help me, because I knew God hadn't said go on being full-time in ministry. And I knew. So I'm giving my personal. I'm like, Lord, I'm ready. But I look back now, and I think, what Pastor Green gave me, I would have tried to be Superman. Oh, I know it, because that's my personality. I would have. But I got to a point when I was, like, getting comfortable at work, and I was able to spend more time in the church. Guess what would happen? I'd get promoted. And I would get more stress and lose more hair. Then I got comfortable and ready. Okay, more in the church now. Guess what happened? I got promoted again. I know y'all are saying, wow, that sounds really great. Well, yes, it was great. But I was confused. God, I want to spend more time over here to help. And I was confused. But now I look back and God's ways are better than our ways. And I'm telling you that story because two is better than one. And I have, because of that, and I'm going to ask Michelle Joseph Eloy to come up at this time. Alyssa will join us in a little while. If you'll come up and just face the congregation. As these decisions were being made, whether I should go full time and things like that, these leaders were here. And I can honestly say, we've gone through some rough things. We've gone through some good times, some bad times. We've seen God do amazing. We have this service called the Thunderstorm Service. You remember that service? Well, God just showed up. I can't even explain it. The lights went out, and it's like, it was a service that I'm just one of those, you know. If you've experienced those, you know what I'm talking about. But we've been through a lot together. But because of the things I believe that God has kind of directed us, Eloy, Michelle, Joseph, and Alyssa have had to pick up and become leaders of their own. And I'm here to tell you they've done an amazing, amazing job. Amen. They deserve a clap. I am so humbled. I see now how God's working things out slowly but surely. And why I'm still working, and why, because I would have tried to do it all myself. But they've been given a lot of responsibility, and they haven't just made it through. They've risen to the occasion, and they've taken ownership. Some it took a little longer than others. I'm not going to mention any names. But we joke around with each other all the time, so they won't get offended, I pray. But we've been in this together for a long time. Each one of them I've known for over 8-9 years, right? Is it about right, Michelle? 8 years? Well, Joseph, about 4, 5, 6. But it's been more than 5 years. And I would go to war, spiritual warfare. I would go with them any day, any time. And I trust them. And, you know, in leadership, in pastors, church split a lot of times because of disunity in here. When and I've told Michelle this when she started doing worship. I said, Michelle, once God starts moving in worship, people are going to start looking at to you as like you're something. And it gets tempting to like, yeah, I am. And I disagree with the pastor. It should be. It happens in churches all the time. You all know this, right? But these faithful, they understood it, and they understood God's a God of order. And they understood that even though they always agree with me, that once the decisions were made, we're going to be in unity together. Undecided, listen. They understood that. And that's one of the things that I have total confidence that when they're trying to make decisions and they're trying to do things in the ministry that they're in, that they're not doing it for selfish reasons. And they may offend you sometimes with their tact and their style. And I learned a long time ago, don't pay attention to someone's style and personality and tact. They come across crude or rude, you know, kind of like Donald Trump, right? Comes across real rude. And I've learned a long time ago that what matters is the actions and the commitment. And if you can learn that in life, you'll start seeing people differently. It's about their heart, their intent. And I trust these guys, I'm going to ask them all to say just a little something about their journey, about today. And it's kind of hard for them. I told them they only have like 3-5 minutes, and they're like, I want to say so much. But we'll just go. We'll just go down. You want to go? Let Alyssa go first. Is that what you're saying? All right. So just say something about this journey.
Yeah, this journey is definitely an interesting one for myself. Being a preacher's kid, I never thought I would be a pastor or pastor's wife. That's where it started. But I really see that God put a lot of pieces together in my life. And I'm a librarian director, so I always put things in literature world. It's a chapter in my life I never thought would be added into my life story. But it is a chapter that I'm thankful that I was willing to take that next step. Don't get emotional. Yeah, just trying to hold it in. Seeing my parents going through so much as a preacher's child, seeing the ups and the downs, the hurts, the pains that they went through, that also trickled down into our lives as their kids, just being a part of that ministry was incredibly hard. So originally I didn't want to be a pastor's wife, and then Elias became a pastor, so I was like, okay, God, all right then, I'll be a pastor's wife. And then it came around, you know, let's be pastors also. And I was hesitant at first for that also, because I'm a very timid, shy person. I didn't want to have something unknown and something scary like that in my life. But I saw that God was opening the doors so much that I couldn't resist. And I hope you do the same thing. When God opens a door and it's so obvious, trust him. Go through that door, because there'll be blessings in it. And I've seen as this journey went on, through all the learning that we had to do, all the studying we had to do, the intense interviews we had to go through, it just really opened my eyes to say, yep, this is what God's wanting. And I don't know where the future leads with Elias and I, for these amazing leaders also. I don't know where God's going to take us, but I knew this was a step we had to all do together. And I can see it made sense that I didn't do it earlier in our pastoral, because I needed to go through it with a loving team. And so it's been an honor and a pleasure to go through this with each one of you, and to see each one of you grow as well, and just be an incredible team that's here to serve each one of you and to love on you.
Keep it together, Lloyd. As far as me, I mean, I started coming to this church when I was around 8 or 9 years old. Pastor Green and Sister Green were the pastors at the time. Pastor Elias was my youth pastor. And I just want to say thank you for Pastor Green and Sister Green for all your love and support you showed me at a young age. Pastor Elias, you know, we were a small youth group. We're 2 or 3, but he was always there faithfully. You know, and along the journey, you know, I remember those words that Sister Green spoke over me, that I'm not a mistake. God saw me beautiful, precious in his eyes. That was the beginning where God was really knocking in my heart. And June 18th, 2000, it was a summer camp that I'm never going to forget. That's the day I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. Fast forward to where I'm at now. It's just, and I want to thank God for my uncle, Theo Roy, and my Tia Lali. Thank you all for being here. My cousins, you all are here. Thank you. You know, every summer I would go. I look forward to summer, spending time with them. You know, my cousin Roy and Daniel were always talking smack, playing volleyball, playing football, playing this. I always look forward to those times. So thank you all for being here from the bottom of my heart. Jennifer, her husband, Javier, and my cousin Roy and his wife, Gio, and my nephews and nieces, thank you for being here. And my friends, I want to thank my brother Jesse, my best friend, and his wife, Lizette, and Josiah and Leah. Thank God for Joey and Rita, and Joey just helped me. Thank you for helping me when I was going through SDC. On that note, my aunt, when I started going to college, she would drop off her kids first, then she would drop me off. And that's her. She would drop off her kids, then me. It's like, that showed me love. They believed in me. You know, and it was tough at school. You know, I was not the brightest student out there. You know, thank God for, again, Javier, you know, go to school, and Jenny, they helped me out a lot when I was in Pan Am. So, and thank you, Hector, and his wife, you know, and Norma, Grandma Janie, Ruth, Raymond, thank you for taking me into your family along with your wife and little sis, Bianca and Raymond, and their older sister, and Marky as well. What I'm saying, all this, I'm so blessed. God's placed people in my life. Along the journey with Christ, that believed in me and pushed me. My Uncle Roy would have talks with me man to man, and I thank God for that. Man, I really respect and admire, coached over 40 years one day. I'm just started teaching, man. Like, oh, man, can I last that long? Oh, Lord help me, 1 year at a time. You know, Miss Bai, thank you. Vanessa, you know, and all y'all's youth leader, thank you. Joey, thank you for being here as well. You know, I mean, it's been a long journey, but I never thought I would be where I'm at. I just thank God, and I thank for Michelle and Joseph, you know. I'm truly blessed. And I want to thank the church family. You know, when I came back, it was tough for me. I was comfortable where I was at. Bread Life Church, we all started, Jesse. That's where we started ministry. And it was tough over there as well, ministry. But it's all worthwhile. It's through the ups and downs, it's all worth it. It is. And it just, again, thank you all. Thank the church family. Thank you for my family. Again, thank you, dear Roy, for taking me in when I needed family the most. I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Dear Lali, thank you. Again, my church family, my cousins, my nephews and nieces, I love dearly. Jada, Janelle, Justin, baby Roy, Chloe. Love you guys. That's all I have. I'm going to want to get more emotional than that.
I just want to first thank Pastor to just want to take the time to thank you, because I never imagined that this would ever take place. It wasn't something that I dreamt of. It wasn't something that I ever pictured later on in my life. It wasn't until he talked to us about going through the licensing process, and even then I was like, who am I? Does he really know who I am, you know? But I trust that God was leading him into something that was far greater, and I thank you for being obedient in that, because many times pastors can be prideful or want to do it on their own, and two is better than one. And so, but I just want to say thank you, and to Sister Green and to Brother Green, because when we came here, it was a season in my life that was hard and it was rough, and they continued to say, it's going to get better, it's going to get better, and it did get better, but then I didn't continue to strive for the things that God had for me. It got better, but then it made room for me to do things that I didn't need to be doing, that weren't honoring and glorifying God. And so I could just feel God's conviction, and little does Jesse know that he was a part of that, because there was a point in time when I was singing in a country band, and I worked at the hospital, and I think the word was getting around or something, and he would walk by my section, and he would say stuff like, I don't know, I don't even remember, but I was like, okay, God, he's going to go tell Eloy, and then Eloy's going to tell the pastor, and then for sure, like, that's it, I'm done, right? But it was all things that, you know, I had a praying mother who was praying for me. And so I'm sure she said, Lord, send her people that will help her. Send her people that will tell her so that it's not just me. Send her people. And so, Jesse, you are one of those people. I'm just thankful. And my dad, who said that he wouldn't go to any church except if it was the one that his friend went to, and it happened to be a Foursquare church. And when I was 9 years old in California, and somehow found another one here in Texas, and God just works things out, and I'm so thankful to be a part of the answer and not a part of the problem, and to know that even when I met Joseph, that things weren't great, and there were struggles, and there were times when I just wasn't sure, like, Lord, is this supposed to be or not? And I truly know that it was, and I thank God for that, for him, for his parents, for raising him in church, and that God's word is true, that he does see things to completion, and we aren't completed yet, but we're getting there. And I just know, and I'm just a last little story. We drove out to camp in Hitchcock, Texas, like many, many years ago, and I had the girls, Vanessa and Christine, and they were, I think they were in my car. And we were talking about guys, right? This is before you. We were talking about guys, and we talked about, like, our type and who we, you know, like, what we kind of liked or whatever. And years later, after he came to church, Vanessa told me something, and I'm so glad that she did. She said, you know, when I saw him walk into church with you, she's like, that's the guy that we were talking about on that trip. So when you do delight yourself in the Lord, he changes the desires of your heart. And the things that once were the desires of our heart, they've changed. And it's not bad. It's a good thing the way that he changes the desires of your heart. And we picked up my brother at the airport the other day, and it was like 9:30. And I was like, man, I just want to be in bed. But before it would have been a time of like being out and just doing things that didn't glorify God. And here we are serving together, and our son on the drums and everything, we're called to ministry. And just very thankful for that.
Well, if you guys are ever in this situation, advice, go first. It's an amazing honor, privilege, so humbled to be before you, to come to church on a weekly basis. It's good to see Janie here. I love to see her drive and her strength, you know, regardless of her age, and to see some of the young adults and Victoria and Joseph and Matthew and see them doing well with their young adulthood. Even people like Larry and Sue and all the mighty finds on a weekly basis. It's such an honor and a privilege to share those things with you guys. And Sue always comes in with these huge smiles from far away from the second the truck hits the pavement. And it's those little things, you know. And I think Pastor, God has just really given him a great message for this church today, to not do things alone. Last night I was working on my resume for college and getting ready to finish up and apply for jobs and in putting it in order. You know, most of my life I lived my life very selfishly. I lived it for myself, and this message today is just amazing because it's not about doing things your way. It's about doing things God's way. And more importantly, it's not just doing things God's way, but doing it with others for God. You know, it's not about the good things we do. It's not about the mess ups that we have. It's about what God gets us through and where he's going to take us. And so it's a huge, huge blessing to be a part of this team. When I was looking at my resume, I couldn't help but be so blessed and humbled to see the works that God has done in my life since I've decided to fully surrender to him. And if anything, I just thank him for that, and I truly encourage you. Am I perfect? I'm not. But I know that the more we seek God, the more he can do in our lives, and he's got an amazing, amazing plan and purpose and vision for this church and everybody that walks in. Whether they're visitors, whether they're guests, I believe that the Holy Spirit fills this church every Sunday and just fills us with a message that we can just continue to just step forward in faith. I was at a time in my life when I had to make a bunch of decisions, marriage, leaving a job, going back to school, and really, truly, truly stepping out of the boat and trusting God. And I see what he's done with my life. And I know that if he can do it for me, he can do it for all of us. And it's not just about doing it for individuals, but doing it as a group, as a team, united with leaders and a community. And it's amazing to see these things come to pass and to read it in God's word in the Bible, that these things will come to pass because God is faithful and he is the truth. He is the light. And if anything, I thank all of y'all for being here, and I thank the youth and the young adults for helping me. You guys are just as much leaders as I am with the youth, and it's important that we come together and continue to strive forward. I see a lot of young ones in here and young parents. I thank my parents because even though I went my own direction when I was older, after I graduated high school, having that foundation, having that foundation of the Bible and church, you know, those things are huge. They're super duper important. And so I encourage my fellow brothers and sisters and parents that have young ones, keep bringing your kids to church and trust in his ways, because God has a purpose not just for you as parents, but for them as kids transitioning into youth and transitioning into young adults and into men and women of this community. Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to ask all of you to go right in the middle here, facing the congregation, and then in a little while, I'm going to have you turn around to face me. But for now, we're going to begin like the installing of pastors in Hope Community Church. Let me get my little book out. The official positions that each pastor is going to hold. Eloy is our pastor over our adult, pastor of our adults, the adult pastor, as they say. And he will make sure that the adults are meeting and doing things like that, like the men's and women's and all other duties as assigned. And Alyssa is officially going to be installed as our co-pastor my co-pastor. Also, the children's pastor. Her job is to find a children's leader, one of you out there, to take over the children's program as she just pastors it and looks at it like a shepherd over it. And Michelle officially is being installed today as our worship pastor. And amen, yay. Who was that, Matt? Oh, yeah, Matt. That's cute, from the sun. That's cute. And Joseph is going to be officially installed today as our youth pastor. And they're no longer worship leaders and youth leaders and leaders of this and that. They're licensed ministers. I asked them all to bring their certificates, but they probably left them in their chairs. So you left them back there? Okay, all right. We'll take a picture with all that later. But they all have their certificates and licensed ministers, and they are licensed to serve people. So they are a huge blessing to this church. Huge blessing. I can't tell you how many jealous pastors have told me, I can't believe you have four leaders like that working with you in a church. And I really believe this. I've told them this, and I'm going to say it again. I believe that they're going to end up doing things far more impactful than I ever dreamed that I'm ever going to do. And I say that with pride, not with jealousy, with pride. They're going to end up doing amazing things for God's kingdom. They have ideas, they have visions that they're already starting to use, but one day they will lead and be senior pastors or where God leads them specifically, and they're going to do amazing things because they understand order and they understand God, accountability, and things like that. So I am so proud of them. Okay, so let me read this installation passages here. The appointment given to you by God through me, your senior pastor, is one that should be entered into with solemnity and faith. We are not sufficient in of ourselves, by ourselves, for such a responsibility. But God, who has called us, is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. It is imperative that you guard your behavior and your words. In a special sense, you are examples and models, the measure of godliness, and your enthusiasm for Christ will be copied by others. Do not cause others to stumble, ever. Be concerned for the needs of the church family. Be full of the Spirit and of wisdom. Be versed in the Scriptures and ready to witness for your Savior. Give carefully attention to the office and the positions entrusted to you. Fulfill all its functions as unto the Lord. By accepting this trust, you indicate without reservation your commitment and loyalty to the message, doctrine, constitution, leadership, and worldwide program of this church. Would you face me for new pastors? And I'll begin with Aloy. Ask you a statement, and you respond if you agree with I do. Okay, Pastor Aloy, having prayerfully considered the nature and purpose of the work for which you have been chosen, will you consider your appointment a call from God? Are you willing to accept the duties of your this position as responsible and the responsibilities committed to you by the Lord of the church? Will you seek to fulfill your responsibilities in the power of the Holy Spirit as unto the Lord Jesus Christ? If you will accept this charge, please respond by saying, I do. Pastor Alyssa, having prayerfully considered the nature and purpose of the work for which you have been chosen, will you consider your appointment a call from God? Are you willing to accept the duties of your position as responsibilities and committed to the Lord and the church? Will you seek to fulfill your responsibilities in the power of the Holy Spirit and us as unto the Lord Jesus Christ? If you will accept this charge, please respond by saying, I do. Pastor Michelle, having prayerfully considered the nature and purpose of the work for which you have been chosen, will you consider your appointment a call from God? Are you willing to accept the responsibilities committed to you by the Lord of the church? Will you seek to fulfill your responsibilities in the power of the Holy Spirit and as unto the Lord Jesus Christ? If you will accept this charge, please respond by saying, I do. Pastor Joseph, having prayerfully considered the nature and purpose of the work for which you have been chosen, will you consider your appointment a call from God? Are you willing to accept duties and responsibilities committed to you by the Lord of the church? Will you seek to fulfill your responsibilities in the power of the Holy Spirit and as unto the Lord Jesus Christ? If you will accept this charge, please respond by saying, I do. Turn around to the congregation. Amen. The Apostle Paul advised that they who ruled well should be counted worthy of double honor. So church, honor your pastors, right? They're not always perfect, but always honor. Church, do you, the members of the church, acknowledge and receive these leaders, entering with them into the spirit of the vows they have just made to God and this church? Do you promise to honor them as pastors, encourage them, cooperate with them, be in unity with them, and pray with them as the word of God admonishes? If so, please affirm your acceptance of the spiritual oversight and support for them by rising to your feet at this time.
Father, it's an awesome thing to be chosen by God. It's not a thing to be taken and entered into lightly. And Father, we know they have prayed and they have sought your face. They've gone through trials, gone through situations. And Father, you've brought them through every one of them. And Father, we ask you in the name of your Son that as they go forward into this awesome call that you've placed on them, that arrogance will not take place. They will remain humble servants of yours, not lording it over the sheep, but serving them. continuing to have servants' hearts, because that's what a pastor is. He's a servant. She's a servant. And Father, I pray your blessings upon them, your strength upon them. Father, I pray that you'll lead them and guide them in every situation, that, Father, you'll give them discernment when they need it, wisdom above their abilities. And, Father, we know, Lord God, that you, that those you have called, you will equip. And, Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to fall upon them right now like never before. Holy Spirit, they have been anointed by oil. And, Father, they've been called. But, Holy Spirit, I pray that your anointing will fall on them this morning like never before, that your Spirit will rise up within them, that they will become the men and women that you've called them to be, that your Holy Spirit will be evident in their lives, and that your anointing will be evident. Father, we pray a double portion upon them. Father, let your mantle fall upon them. Let your Holy Spirit rise up within them. Father, let your Spirit rise up. And Father, we pray like an anointing of the Holy Spirit on Aloy like never before. Let him feel your presence in everything that he does in every area of his life. Let your anointing, Holy Spirit, be upon him. Father, let your anointing be Alyssa. Father, give her strength, O Lord God. Father, let her know that she's called of you. She's not never been a tag along, but she's always been called of you. Holy Spirit, let your anointing rest upon her. And Father, I thank you for Michelle. And Father, let your Holy Spirit, anoint her from on high like never before as she brings forth the praises to you, Lord God, as she leads your people into warfare through spiritual praises. Father, we pray that your anointing will fall. Let her know, Lord God, that she has been called. It's not a coincidence. There's nothing coincidental with you. And Father, I pray, Lord, for Joseph this morning. Let your anointing will rise up within him. Let your Holy Spirit anoint him like never before. We thank you and we praise you, Holy Spirit. Be with them in every area. Father, we pray again for discernment. We pray for a humble servant's heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's just give them all one more just appreciation offering for their service. We want to take pictures, so if after service we get together, take some pictures together with all of you. But thank you all for coming. We're going to lift an offering at this time. You may be seated. Our installation is now you're going to have to get comfortable now calling on pastors, right? Like, I remember the first time I was installed as senior pastor, it was like, do I call you pastor now? They're pastors, so you can call them pastors. You can also call them whatever they tell you to call them, but they're definitely are positioned as pastors in this church, so that's awesome. We're going to pick up a love offering for our pastors for over 23 years, but they've been pastoring for almost 30, actually, when you add it all up, 30 or more. So please, at this time, if you'll get a love offering out, I will pray over that. And Pastor Green, for those of you who are like, who is that? I never actually see him. He's doing us the honor of just always watching over Daniel. As you know, our son is autistic, and hard for him to be in a service, but we just appreciate that he loves him so much, and he just takes care of him, and we're able to do what we're doing. So he kind of plays the behind-the-scenes role and gives me a lot of advice and counsel. And you saw his picture up there. He still looks the same, but the bald one, not the one with hair. That's where Pastor Green is here, and keep praying for their health. They're still working at the food bank, still serving the community, doing awesome things. So we want to lift an offering just to honor them, and we pray they have a very blessed 50th anniversary, whatever they decide to do with the. It's for them to enjoy, because they've served very well and very long and hard. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, this is a love offering. We just want to show our love and appreciation for the years of service to this church and for them to reach this 50th year of wedding, of an anniversary of their marriage. That is just an amazing honor and accomplishment, because the enemy never sleeps and he comes to steal, kill, destroy, and disunite. But their marriage, through thick and thin, have only come out stronger on the other side. And we can see that in them. And they are truly examples for us to follow. And we just honor them by collecting an offering to end the service. And Lord, we just pray that for joy and blessing. On Friday, February the 8th, I believe, is the day we will remember them in prayer that day, and just that they have a blessed anniversary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, here. Amen. Yes, give them a clap. They deserve it. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Let me end with this as the offering baskets go by. I always like to welcome and thank our visitors. Jennifer Garcia, raise your hands real quick. Garcia's, what's the first? Javier, I'm sorry. Javier and Jennifer. Yes, welcome. Thank you for being with us today to celebrate. Jose Cabrera, just raise your hand real quick. Oh, thank you for coming and visiting us today. And this is Ruby's father. So we're so happy to have you here today, Jose. And we pray you feel welcomed. Amen. In this church. Hallelujah. Also, Jesse Guerra. We heard Jesse's name several times. He's in a big impact. Welcome. Welcome, Jesse. Thank you for joining us on this day of celebration. And Roy Pena, which is Eloy's uncle. Thank you for taking care of Eloy especially, and he's a fine man. Is there another Roy Pena? Or did we fill that out twice? Oh, okay, Roy Pena, sorry. Thank you for coming today, I pray. Joe Vela, raise your hand real quick. Hello, Joe, thank you for raising your hand. Thank you for coming today and being a part of this special, special service. Anybody that's first time here that I haven't called out, just raise your hand real quick. All right, we got everybody. Praise the Lord. Well, we have gone a little longer today than normal, but it's worth it. We're looking forward to what God has planned. We're going to close in prayer and just go out and keep sowing. The theme for 2019 for our church is we're going to sow and grow. Just sow and grow. Keep sowing every opportunity you have. Remember the work day tomorrow to paint the fence, and also men's business meeting next Sunday night. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are your people. We are just instruments, Lord. And Lord, we know that two is better than one. And we know the more of us that begin to sow into our gifts and our talents, and we begin to help in leadership and ministry, and the more we get involved, the more that you will bless, because your word tells us that it is true, that when we sow bountifully, we reap bountifully. So, Lord, just as we go forward, help us to be part of the answer. Help us to be the second one and the third one and the fourth one that helps in leadership or helps in our churches, that we just be part of sowing and bringing more joy to your kingdom and more salvations to your kingdom. That's what this message was about. Two is better than one. So the harvest is ready. We need laborers to go and begin to use their gifts and begin to volunteer and to begin to be available to tell their pastors, I'll do whatever if you need help. Just, we need to sow, Lord, in 2019. Because your blessings are bountiful. Bless this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen.